We are honored to welcome Mary Steady as our next guest on the Safe Schools Healthy Students Project Director podcast. And for years, Mary led New Hampshire's initiative as its greatest champion. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Mary, let's jump right in with a two-part question. First, how important do you think it is for an effective leader to also be an effective communicator? And did the New Hampshire initiative typically communicate to different groups of people, different audiences, from students to parents to teachers, and all the way up to state agencies and policymakers?
So the first part of your question is it's extremely important for effective communication. I think that was probably one of the highlights of our project, and that the reason we were able to move it from a grant to a project to actually systems change in New Hampshire. We were able to rally support from teachers, parents, policymakers around that.
So diving a little bit deeper, how did you typically communicate with different audiences?
The first thing that we did was we made ourselves visible, whether that was in person with people, online, print, audio. We weren't sure exactly our message in the very beginning. We knew that we wanted to make sure that there was a comprehensive school mental health approach in schools. How that was going to actually come to fruition wasn't clear at first, but as we continued to listen to people and listen to our various constituents, it helped us guide our project because we were able to take whatever practices they felt were necessary and make policy changes. So one of the things that we ended up doing was taking this complex model and making our message very simple and clear.
So I just want to acknowledge that you mentioned the importance of listening to your audiences and your stakeholders. That's something that a born communicator inherently knows to do, understanding that communication isn't a one-way street. It's really a two-way street. So I would describe you and everyone who worked on the initiative as born communicators. But for those who feel that communication isn't necessarily easy to do, do you have any recommendations?
Be a risk taker. Communication, I don't think, is necessarily easy for me. I can be shy by nature at times, but really listening to people, watching them with your eyes also, watching their body language. So when they could relate to something, you know, making a mental note that that was a message that that rang true with them also. And then being able to take that message, understanding how your project relates to that, and then feeding that back in a way that they would understand. It's very important to have your authentic voice, because when you go to deliver the systems change within your state, you have to make sure that you're following up with what you delivered. And if it's somebody else's message and you're unclear of their message, then the promises won't come to fruition and you won't be able to live up to that. So making sure that you're authentic, that so you're using your voice, that your message is simple, that you're listening not only with your ears, but your eyes to body language, and that you're asking a lot of questions. This will allow for you to have this really deep connection with people, and it'll help you avoid misunderstandings.
Again, I want to acknowledge the listening part, especially because when we think about communication and we don't always think about listening, listening allows us to really collect sort of anecdotal data in a way about our audiences, their needs, their wishes, and how they and what the message is going to be. So I want to thank you, Mary, for joining us today as a guest on the Safe Schools Healthy Students Project Director podcast. Your leadership has been absolutely invaluable for the state of New Hampshire. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I was delighted to be here.